Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside Stephen Julian. Top of the morning to you, Stephen.
Top of the morning to you, Mike. I'm on my sixth cup of coffee, so if I talk really fast, you better slow me down. My New Year's resolution is out the window already.
All right. We're going to have a fun show today. We've got some great folks in the studio. Joining us from Citicus Software, it's Lynn Duffy and Chris Eisen. And joining us from Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint, located near the Mall of Georgia, it's Casey Coleman. We're going to start with Lynn and Chris this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Citicus Software USA, tell us all about your company, what your company does.
Well, Mike, we are mainly a IT services consulting firm. We do focus specifically on a few key areas. PeopleSoft ERP, one of the probably most popular and prevalent ERP systems out there in the market today. Business intelligence within that group, we focus on several platforms, some of the most commonly used ones like ClickView, Microsoft SQL Server, SQL Server Business Intelligence, Business Objects, some of the Oracle products. And then we also focus on a lot of the Microsoft technologies themselves. SharePoint's a big area of focus for us, as well as SQL Server Database.
Can you give us an example of the sort of clients that you work with?
Sure. So, you know, we really run the gamut. It can be a manufacturing company, a retail company, a healthcare company. Probably most commonly, we're working with companies that are $50 million in top line value, all the way up to, you know, several billion dollars in top line value. It just really, really depends on the needs of the client.
Do you guys find that more prospective clients contact you and say, "Hey, do you cover X, Y, or Z?" Or do you kind of have to go to them and you're saying, "Hey, I noticed you're on this kind of software. You might want to look about upgrading this, or we help with it." How does it normally work?
I think it's a mix of both. You know, there's obviously some word of mouth, some kind of internetworking amongst the clients that we work with. And like any other company, we do our own business development. We reach out to people to see what they're doing and if we might be of service to them.
And you did hit the nail on the head. A lot of times we, you know, through our discovery process, find out that they are using a particular software package. And so we call on them to see if they could utilize our services to help them.
Let's drill down a little bit more on the services that you offer. You explained some of the types of clients and businesses that you help. Specifically for a dummy like me that does not understand maybe a lot of the IT technology jargon, specifically how do you help these businesses?
Sure. Well, you know, probably we were really born out of PeopleSoft. So our company's made up of a lot of former PeopleSoft developers, architects, even executives that used to actually work for PeopleSoft. So we like to talk about that. And from a PeopleSoft perspective, we're going to do really the full range of services. That could be a full implementation, an upgrade, any kind of customization or integration work that a client might be looking at. On the BI side, kind of the same story, upgrades, development, performance tuning, you name it. Where we're unique, and I think where we provide a lot of value to our customers, is that we're experts in the software that we work on. We're certified partners with a lot of these platforms. There are a lot of companies out there that do work, or they claim that they can do work, but they don't have those certifications, and that makes us different.
So the software helps with efficiency, helping with maybe with man hours and things of that nature, which, of course, in the long run saves money.
Yeah. I mean, amongst other things, you know, I think that's a good description of the ERP platform. PeopleSoft specifically is what we typically work with. On the BI side, you know, BI is a really hot topic these days across IT. So that's really where your salespeople get involved and your operations people outside IT are using business intelligence. It's really where companies find useful information in their own data. It's where they really discover which lines of business are doing well, which lines of business could be improved on, which lines of business are not doing so well and you know, have maybe topped out and maybe need to be cut. So, you know, it's different, Mike. I mean, it just depends on, you know, what we're talking about.
I think sometimes when we talk about IT on this show, it doesn't take much for both Mike and I to kind of go, whoo, man, we're swimming in deep waters now. Yeah,
the eyes are kind of glazed over.
Well, my eyes never glaze over. I just am lost. So I'm going to ask you what sounds like a hard question, but I think it's a great question, and I think you guys can kind of cast a vision. Whenever I visualize us here on Gwinnett Business Radio, business leaders are listening. Business owners are listening. So imagine you're in a room full of business owners, and IT can you started a conversation, Chris, by saying we kind of span the gamut. I mean, it's a big gamut. Mm-hmm. So what is square one for a lot of business owners, or what are different square ones? It's a room full of business owners. You mention IT, and they're all going to glaze over and fall asleep. Where should they start? What should they be worried about? What's the first question they should be asking? What's the first area? Is it BI, or is it the PeopleSoft side of things that they go, hey, man, we'll help you tackle this and really take your business to the next level? Where should we start? For a typical business owner or a mid-sized business, you pick the size, you pick the type of company, or give us some different square ones that we should start at.
Well, I'll go back to business intelligence. I think it's the most relevant across the broader plane of a business today. Where you want to start is, how do I enable the people that work for me, if I'm company owner or president, how do I enable them to use the data that we have amassed over years and years and years of being in business? How do I enable them to make sense of that to inevitably or ultimately help us make more money, right? So it's all about enabling those users with technology. That's where we come in to help enable that technology. But it's about getting them involved in looking at the data, determining which way the company should be going, should not be going.
So more times than not, these businesses have all this data, and they know there's a lot of value there, but it's like, we don't know how to unlock it. We don't know how. And that's where the business intelligence software that you guys can help them with. Let's mine what you've already got, and let's use it to improve your bottom line.
Absolutely. I mean, they're sitting on a gold mine in a lot of cases, and because they're not enable or are able to access that and make sense of it in different ways, they're missing out in a lot of ways, and that's where we come in and help them. We help them understand what tools work best for them or could work best for them, what ways are best to use those tools, and we help them through the whole process.
Lynn Duffy and Chris Eisen are our guests. They are with Citigas Software here on Gwinnett Business Radio. How do you identify the companies that can use your services?
Well, we have several different routes that we take. I think Chris may have mentioned earlier, our best mechanism is always word of mouth, personal referral. All of our customers are very, very happy with our services. I can honestly say that. And so they actually give us referrals to, you know, they're in various networking groups. They have CFO connections, CIO connections, and they actually give us referrals, which is our favorite way to get new business. And then we use various databases that have the information that we're looking for, technology owners, business owners within an organization. And we cold call into those organizations once we've done our homework and see that they use some of the technologies we support. So those are probably the most common ways. And then we attend marketing events, user groups. We get in. Chris and I are both big believers in relationship building, and that the way to grow our business best is by building relationships. And I know that's something that you embrace here, Mike. So we really enjoy the opportunity to participate. I will say this. You have a much deeper understanding of business intelligence and IT than you claim to have, just based on some of the questions. And I guess just one visual I thought to share while Chris was talking is when you talk about business intelligence, you may have heard the term dashboards. A lot of people, especially CFOs in today's world, really like a visual. And so imagine a dashboard with red and green buttons that, you know, tells you how your organization is performing. So every morning they get up and they look at this dashboard to see where the problem areas are, where the good areas are. And that's kind of how they steer their day. They steer their week. They give their people input. And so the business intelligence software that we support in most cases is very, very robust in what I call dashboarding. ClickView is a product that some people are not real familiar with, and we really embrace that particular product, even for very large customers who are using much more sophisticated BI tools. ClickView is one of the really, really good ones at making it easy.
Quick question about kind of you guys and your competition. Don't know if you know this. There's quite a few IT companies out there, but from what I'm hearing from you guys, sometimes when I'll talk to an IT company, they want to bring their particular product or their box to the problem and say, this box will solve the problem. It sounds like you guys have a span of knowledge over a lot of different products, and your conversation starts with, okay, tell us your problems, tell us what's lacking, tell us what you're looking for, and we're going to tailor our solution. And you might already have the solution in terms of the software. We're just going to make you a lot better at it. You need to upgrade or you need to change. Am I pegging it right? And so that kind of goes back to the relationship side of things. You guys really got to kind of dig down deep. And so, unfortunately, I'm now rambling and I don't have a question in there. If I got the picture right, does that separate you guys from a lot of your competition?
I think it does. So, I like what you say about a lot of companies will bring this box to bear, and you install said box, and this box is supposed to be, do wonderful things.
It's a magic box.
Right. And a lot of times it is. But, what happens to that box over time is that the creators of that box add new functionality to it over time. They release new lines of code that need to be implemented to make that box work better, to make it work, in new and fun ways. That's where we come in. So we come in with the expertise on that box, and we bring our experience and expertise to bear to enable that new functionality to maybe customize it. Maybe it does almost everything you want it to do, but not quite. We can help you make it do exactly what you want it to do.
So Chris and Lynn, you come in with Citigas Software and you help with some of their solutions or show them some solutions. Do you guys stay with the company for a while? Are you able to stay with them for a while? Or is it just, we come in, fix it, and go away? Or is there different types of programs they can be involved in?
Yeah, I love it that you asked that question, because one of our favorite slogans internally is what we call fondly clients for life. That is our goal. And by clients for life, we don't mean that we want them to be codependent on us. We want them to be so pleased with our services that they will always come back when they have their next need. Chris mentioned that we started out as a PeopleSoft company. From there, the way that we decided how to diversify was based on our customer input. We went to our key clients and we said, okay, what other services would you like for us to be able to do that fit nicely with ERP support? So first we expanded somewhat into Oracle, who now owns PeopleSoft, and we also support Oracle applications for ERP. And then the requests kind of stemmed from there. Business intelligence, of course, was very key. Database support was very key. And then some of those clients, even though they were loyal to Oracle and PeopleSoft, began to branch out and use Microsoft. So it was a very logical evolution of diversity. And our clients, I believe, feel that we are always there for them. We have some who use us for project-based work, and then they may have us go away for a while. And then when they have the next upgrade or the next project they want to do, they call us back. Some actually want us to do ongoing support for them. So they've been with us for 6, 7, 8 years, and we support all their database environment. We do their maintenance and upgrades continuously for PeopleSoft or Oracle. So it's a wide variety. Some are come and go, but we're happy to say they always come back.
You've mentioned a lot of different types of programs that you guys work with. Are there any other programs you haven't mentioned that you kind of want to be a cheerleader for and say, hey, business owners, you should really look into this? Or dig a little deeper into some of the programs that almost every business has, and you would love to kind of just put your arm around every business owner that has and go, let me tell you how much more this can do for you. Kind of the floor is yours. Talk a little bit more about some of the particular softwares, either one you haven't mentioned or you've mentioned a couple. I think you said ClickView is one is huge. So just kind of be a champion and a cheerleader of some of the softwares you guys deal with.
Well, I know one near and dear to Chris's heart is SharePoint. So I'll let Chris maybe brag a little bit about SharePoint and our SharePoint services.
Well, sure. So SharePoint, along with, we've talked a lot about ClickView, and I'm also a big fan of that one. SharePoint's been around for a while, and companies don't really use SharePoint to its maximum potential. It might be used kind of as a file storage or content management system. SharePoint's really built or intended to be more of a platform off of which you build websites, internal intranet websites primarily. It's got a lot of workflow capabilities. It's a very robust platform that is found in most, I'm comfortable saying, just about every large company out there runs SharePoint, and most small companies do as well. But it's just not used to its full potential. So Citigis can come in and help you understand how it can be leveraged to that full potential. You know, that's one example. On the ClickView side, back to BI, how BI works with on your mobile devices. I see you here with an iPad today. You know, everybody's using an iPad. I've got an iPhone. You know, how these devices can interact back with the corporate IT assets is a huge push across, again, just about every large and probably small company today. So we love to talk about that, and there's, you know as well as I do, every day you get up, there's some kind of new trend in technology. So it's a pretty fast-moving space.
Just one other point that I wanted to make based on something you mentioned. Another favorite buzzword of mine is optimization. I think probably organizations in general, both large and small, buy all of this great software, and then no matter whether it's BI, whether it's ERP, what type of software it is, they're not typically getting the most bang for their buck. And so one of the things that we would like to do more of, unfortunately, customers, I think, tend to be more focused on what absolutely has to be done, and the optimization kind of falls by the wayside until there's time for it. And then before there's time for it, it's time to do another upgrade, which is more key. But I think that as a trusted advisor of my clients, I'm always encouraging them to fully optimize the software they have. Let us come in and help them see ways, you know, do an analysis, sit down and do some brainstorming sessions. What else could you get out of the many dollars you spent on this software package? So I think that's a key thing for customers to take away.
You know, Mike, it just kind of struck me. Citigis software has been battling. Years ago, we used CD-ROM drives as coffee cup holders. We haven't gotten much better since then, but thank goodness for companies like Citigis to come in and help us go, no, there's so much more you can do with that than put your coffee cup in there.
Well, as Lynn was giving that answer, she says, we like to be, we're visual. We like to visualize. I'm thinking of the treadmill that's sitting in the corner that's really become a clothes rack. It could be so much more. We just, see it as a clothes rack more than what it really is. You talk about all the programs and the services. Give us a little background on Citigis software. How big is the company? Do you have clients nationally, worldwide? Tell us a little bit about Citigis. If we're going to partner with your company, obviously we'd love to know more about it.
Well, we are a global company. We have about 250 employees total. One of our best models that helps our clients to save dollars is what we call our on-site, off-site model. So in an on-site, off-site model, we may have one or two consultants on your actual work site to implement a big project. And then in order to save you money, no travel expenses, a little bit lower rates, we can either house the offsite consultants here in our Duluth office, or we also have an offshore lab in India. And so we often use a mix of some in India, some here in our Duluth office, and some on site. We're very, very flexible. It's another thing we take pride in. And so if you're uncomfortable with an off-site model and you want everybody on site, we can do that. We actually have clients that say, I don't have room for any more people in my office. Can you put them somewhere else? Yes, we can. Obviously, I'm sure most of you are familiar with the offshore model today, and those are going to be the lowest costs. So if low costs is a concern for you, then certainly we can do as much of the work as possible in our offshore lab. I always like to point out, because very early in the offshore sort of integration into the United States, I personally, as a customer, worked a lot with offshore companies and discovered, some of the issues, some of the differences, some of the challenges with working with offshore resources. And so when I started Citigis in the U.S., I felt very strongly that it was important to not repeat the things that didn't go well in those early days, and to learn from those. So our office in India is very structured, much like a U.S. business. We have QA processes in place that are strictly adhered to. And I'm very proud to say that I wouldn't still be here after 8-9 years if the quality was not extremely high. We have very large, reputable companies that you would know if I named them and as customers, and they would not be with us after all these years if our quality was not so high. So that's kind of our model. It's basically whatever you want it to be. We consider your budget, and we can, you know, give you different pricing models. We do fixed price projects. We do time and materials projects. We do not to exceed projects. One of the beauties of being a smaller company and yet one able to provide these large bandwidth of services is that we can be flexible and we can price it the way it works for our customer. We're not tied to some bureaucratic red tape somewhere.
You're listening to Lynn Duffy. She's with Syndicus Software, also joined by Chris Eisen here in the studio. Before we let you go, Lynn and Chris, Lynn, you mentioned earlier how people like to be visual, business leaders and business owners. Business folks also love to hear success stories. Can you share with us maybe a story of a company that you went in, maybe did that consultation, and were able to help them turn things around and increase their productivity? You can, you know, give us the names of the companies, or just kind of take the names out of the company, but just a good success story with Syndicus.
Sure. One of our larger clients is here in Gwinnett County, in fact, and within this company, which I hesitate to name them because on the radio some customers don't want to be named, but certainly if you want to contact me, I'll talk to you in more detail about them. They are a reference for us. But we have somewhere between 35 and 40 consultants supporting them in different areas. They're a very, very strong company themselves from an IT perspective. They're always on the bleeding edge, great technologies internally. But what they like about our consultants is their deep technical knowledge and their ability to look at a product and have some vision around what else could be done with that product within their environment. So that's one example. Another customer who is a smaller manufacturing company up in Pennsylvania, we actually went in to do some work on a particular technology for them. And when we got there, the consultant and I met with the CIO, and we realized as he told us what he wanted to do, that the product he was using, which was very expensive, very complex to implement, to support, to continue to use, was probably more than what he needed to be using. And so we suggested to him, and I'll keep mentioning ClickView because we do happen to love ClickView. They're going to love this commercial. I'm going to send it to him. But, you know, we introduced him. He was not familiar at all with ClickView. And what he wanted to do quickly with dashboarding was so easy to do with ClickView. So he actually abandoned the project he was intending for us to do and had us help him with the implementation of ClickView and get some dashboards built for him. So had we not come in and met with him and he not been open to our input, then he would have missed out on that opportunity, and he's very happy with the product, as is his CFO.
That's great. For those business leaders or business owners that may be tuned in right now and want to find out more about Syndicus and check into your software and your products and your service, what's the best way to find out more information?
We are very personable team. So Chris and I would love for you to reach out to us directly. My email address is lynn_duffy@syndicus.com, C-I-T-A-G-U-S. And Chris's is chris_eisen, I-S-O-N, @syndicus.com. You can also feel free to call my cell, 404-226-6225. We'd love to chat with you.
Lynn, thanks so much for your time. Chris as well. Thank you so much for joining us today on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Lynn Duffy and Chris Eisen with Syndicus Software. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint, located at the Mall of Georgia, it is the General Manager, Casey Coleman. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Tell us all about Uncle Matteo's Pizza. And I have to say that I've had it. It's awesome. And what more can I say? That's my plug.
Just be quiet and let Casey talk about it.
Tell us where you're located. What makes you different from all the other pizza places out there?
Cool. We're located right across the street from the Mall of Georgia on Buford Drive. How we're different is it's a fast casual concept. You come in, there's 3 different styles of crust, 6 different sauces, 47 different toppings, And you're basically just working with the pizza maker to build and customize your own pizza.
Wait a minute. 46 different – I didn't know there were 46 different toppings. Tell us some about the toppings, some unique ones that maybe I wouldn't even realize you have.
Right. We have, you know, six different types of cheese. We have goat, feta, ricotta, blue, mozzarella, cheddar. We have all sorts of different meats. We have hormone-free grilled chicken, Angus steak, pepperoni, bacon, your sausages, three different types of sausages.
What's the craziest thing you have there? That if you had to come up with the craziest pizza, what would you put on it?
The craziest thing.
See, we have Greek, the best thing, but.
Right? My favorite is a buffalo chicken pizza. It's everything that comes on chicken wings. You got the hormone-free grilled chicken. You have blue cheese, celery, hot sauce, and ranch.
All right. So let me get this straight, Casey. So you walk in Uncle Mario's pizza joint. Do you physically make the pizza yourself, or do you just kind of pick out the ingredients and then you guys make the pizza?
Correct. The latter. We will make it for you, and we do it kind of like Subway or Moe's, how you build your sub or burrito. We're going to do the same thing with the pizza.
So you get to kind of go down the line and pick what you want and put in there. So you get to see the ingredients that you're putting in.
Correct.
How long has Uncle Mario's been around? How long has your location been around?
We opened at the end of June, so a little over 6 months now.
And how many locations do you have in the Atlanta area?
This is our first. We have the franchise rights for Gwinnett.
Awesome.
So we're looking to expand here soon.
Tell us about how you came about to be with Uncle Mario's Pizza.
Right. I was managing a coffee shop inside of a church in Buckhead, and the franchise sales guy, Roger, would come in every Wednesday for a word before work, and we always would talk about pizza and stuff like that. And I was looking for a transition, and I reached out to him and didn't really know much about Uncle Mario's and met the executive chef, Alex Cook, and we just clicked. We started talking about serving with love, community involvement, and I met Donald Lamar, the franchise owner, and the rest was history.
Talk a little bit about the I think you said fast casual concept, or I probably said it wrong, but talk a little bit about the concept. What makes it different? It's obviously not fast food, but it's also not a total sit down type restaurant. Talk a little bit about that concept of the restaurant and what I can expect as a diner when I come in. And we talked about kind of going through the line. Then what happens?
Right. So it's not a, you know, hot and ready pizza waiting for you. You're going to make it. It's going to take 6 minutes to cook in and out. And we're going to give you a number, tell you to sit down, and we'll bring it out, and we're going to serve it with love. And we take care of all the bussing and all that.
And it's a good place to go grab lunch or dinner. Obviously, a comfortable restaurant, TVs, stuff to do while I'm waiting and while I'm there with people.
Definitely. And on Saturdays from 11 to 2, we do a kids' art camp. So while the kids are waiting for their pizzas to come out, we give them an art project to do. And we have an art camp coordinator that works with them, which is pretty cool. And we've had a lot of success with that.
That's how you get the families. You get the kids, you know, so they're not, itchy and stuff. They're actually, you know, busy.
Well, they don't just say community. They actually do things to build community even while people are waiting for their pizza and the kids are there.
Now twice I've heard the term served with love. What does served with love mean?
Serving with love means that we care. We are there to please, and we care about what we do. It's not just a job where we punch in and punch out. We're taking a lot of pride in the pizzas that we're providing and the service that we're providing.
We're talking with Casey Coleman. He's the general manager with Uncle Mario's Pizza Joint. I say Mario's, Uncle Mario's. I don't know why I do that. Mario's Pizza.
It's your Italian accent.
Yes. located near the Mall of Georgia. You talk about it being a little healthier. Talk about that aspect of the business. What is it that makes Uncle Mario's healthier?
Right. We have, you know, a lot of fresh salads. We do all our own produce. We cut it all in-house. And our gluten-free pizzas has been very popular, especially with the new year. A lot of people are trying to cut gluten out of their diet. We have a gluten-free crust, which is just amazing. Y'all should definitely come and try that out.
So are you seeing all these folks coming in that made the resolutions for New Year's now?
Yeah, when they're holding to them, and it's delicious options to do.
What do you enjoy most about what you do there, Casey?
Working with the people, working with my staff. I'm not the type of manager who walks around with a clipboard. I like to get in there. I like to, you know, play with the dough and have fun. Why should they get to have all the fun, you know?
There you go. So you guys, of course, you can come in and sit and actually eat there. Do you do takeout? Do you do delivery?
Yep, we do takeout. We do catering. We do not do delivery, but we do a take and bake where we'll start cooking it for you, put all the fresh toppings on, then you can take it home and bake
it. So you could call in and say, "Here's I want this, 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 and this on my pizza," and then they come in and pick it up.
Yes.
Quick question about the menu itself. You obviously we talked about the pizza and all the different choices. You mentioned salads. Let me just ask: is there anything else, or are pizza and salads the extent of the menu?
We also have paninis that are really good. Ooh. We have a good steak and cheese panini that's out of this world, and we have cannolis. We have different types of desserts. Our cannolis, we get them shipped directly to us from Brooklyn, so they're good.
Now, can the paninis and cannolis be gluten free too?
No,
just the pizza crust. I'm just asking.
Right.
Just asking. So, there is a limit to what they can do. But if they're shipped from Brooklyn, that's why. Obviously, fantastic, out of this world.
I'm wondering, though, if there's a limit with all the different ingredients. I mean, there's probably thousands of possibilities of the types of pizza that you can make. What have you found is, other than a typical cheese pizza, what's kind of the more popular pizza that people seem to enjoy making?
Our Greek pizza has really taken off. We take the red onion, black olive, and artichokes, and we toss them in a Greek dressing. It comes on a bed of spinach with mozzarella and feta cheese, and people just – that one has been a very big seller.
I want to go to lunch right now after hearing all this.
Well, you were mentioning the different types of combinations. So in the news right now is Warren Buffett offering $1 billion for a perfect March Madness bracket. And apparently the mathematicians from Tech where talk about there's 6.4 trillion different options or something like that for – so I'm wondering with all the different ingredients, you guys got to get some mathematician to tell you the different number of combinations. He said thousands. I've got to guess hundreds of thousands, maybe millions. So
you mentioned earlier Donald, who owns this particular franchise. What are the plans for the business? Do you see yourself growing over the next several years?
Yes, definitely. We are going to open up another one here within this next year, and hopefully from there I'll be managing both stores and then be a territory manager and so on. Gwinnett County's so big that, you know, we plan to really grow up.
Obviously, you know, Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint is not your typical pizza joint. Yeah, it can be. If I like pizza normally from other places, I could want to come there. But also, if I'm looking for gluten-free, if I'm looking for a little bit unique cheese and unique toppings, that you're trying to – pizza doesn't have to be a bad word when it comes to health, right?
Correct.
So, and are you finding that you are getting both the typical pizza customers who are looking for a better experience and also you're looking for people who say, oh, I never eat pizza, but this looked interesting. Is that what – are you guys kind of achieving what you're looking for in that?
Correct. Yes. We have a lot of people that come in and they just want a pepperoni pizza, you know? And, you know, being that we make all the dough fresh and everything's so fresh, they're just like, wow, that was very good.
And I think it's safe to say this is an absolutely new concept in the terms of pizza places.
Correct.
Fantastic.
You talked about you love being around other people. Talk about I'll give you more time here to talk about the local community and being out there in the local community. What are some of the things that Uncle Matteo's does within the local community, especially around that Mall of Georgia area?
Right. We do a community service project every month. We take the staff out there to a local nonprofit and work for the day. We're doing North Georgia Co-op this next week. My favorite one that we did was working with Gwinnett Medical, the extended stay over there. And they had a Halloween parade with all the patients there. They dressed them all up and we paraded them around the hospital, and that was just a blast.
Great. Go ahead and give us again the location for folks that are in the Mall of Georgia area. Specifically, where is your store located?
Right, it's 3320 Buford Drive. It is right next to Arby's and Sprint store, right across from Best Buy.
All right. And what hours are you open? Monday through Friday, Saturdays and Sundays as well?
We're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Great. For those that want to find out more information, maybe see some of the ingredients, is there a website they can go to as well and that has all the phone numbers and everything to call?
Correct. UncleMatteo's.com will have all your ingredients and everything. And we have a Facebook page, Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint, Mall of Georgia.
And we want folks to like that Facebook page as well. I think are there some benefits if you like the Facebook page?
Yeah, if you like it and register for our Loyalty Love, you get a free pizza and come in and enjoy it.
You hear that, Stephen?
Mike, I only have one last question for you. When's lunch? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. And what's the phone number for the store if anyone wants to call and order a pizza to come pick it up?
It is 770-932-2020.
Casey Coleman, General Manager with Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint at the Mall of Georgia. Is there anything that we're forgetting about that we need to mention? Or do we pretty much cover the whole thing?
I think it's pretty well covered.
So it's a great place for family, especially if you have kids, families, a great place to come in, keep the kids occupied while the pizza only takes 6 minutes?
Yep, 6 minutes in and out.
Why does it seem longer than that everywhere else?
They're not making it with love, Mike.
That makes the difference. Casey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, Casey Coleman with Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint at the Mall of Georgia. Again, the website is UncleMatteo's.com. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, a big thank you to Casey Coleman with Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint at the Mall of Georgia, and a thank you to Lynn Duffy and Chris Eisen with Citigus Software as well. For Stephen Julian.
Served with love and magic boxes. That's what I learned today, Mike.
There you go. I'm Mike Sam, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.